In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, I was talking to my parish last week about the identity crisis that we find ourselves in. Many might think they know what I'm talking about. I'm not really talking about the craziness that we find in the world. The world always has its own craziness. And once when one seems to be done away with, another one pops up, like weeds. No, I'm talking about the identity crisis of each individual, each one of us individually. And I guess it can be understood by asking ourselves two different questions, and that is, or the distinction between two different questions of what I am and who I am. What am I and who am I? What am I can be understood by occupation, popularity, the amount of finances we have, what we know, what we've accomplished, our vocation. What am I? I'm a priest. You, some are married, students, religious, etc. But who am I? For this, it's important for us just to go back to Theology 101. It prompts another question. Why was I created? Why did God make me? God made me to show forth His goodness. Herein lies the identity crisis that we must address, each of us individually. God made me to show forth His goodness. How? How can I show forth God's goodness? We read in today's epistle, how incomprehensible are His ways. Actually, the answer is quite simple. But as you've heard me say before, simplicity doesn't mean easy. I must engage my higher faculties, the faculties of the soul, my intellect and my free will, and choose to be an instrument of God. Choose to do things His way. I must understand that I am a child of God and act accordingly. Obedient, humble, loving. We cannot be a child of God if we are given into uncharity, gossip, lust, etc., etc., envy, jealousies, and contentions. No, we have to rid ourselves of those things. Absolutely. It's okay that those temptations come to us. Those temptations are just a test. You have a thought that comes to your mind. Well, now you have a choice what to do with that thought. Many people, because of this identity crisis, good people, say, I don't want to sin because I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. And as we know, the church identifies this type of an attitude as imperfect. It's an imperfect contrition or an imperfect reason. A more perfect reason would be because I want to abide in God's goodness and His love, and I want to promote it. I want to be an instrument of His peace. Identity crisis? We must look inside ourselves and say, do I hold sanctifying grace within me? If I do, what else do I care about? Everything else is secondary. Now, the question then must come to our mind is, how do I hold God's grace within me? Is it just a nice thought that we hear about on Sunday or in catechism class or theology class? Or do I hold it? As a pearl of great price, a treasure I'm willing to sell everything for in order so that I can have and keep. Also, how do I make use of this treasure? It's no good if I just keep it and hide it. Our Lord in His parables tells us about hiding what's given to us. Remember the parable of the talents? The one that hid it was called a wicked servant. We're called to make use of it, to show forth His goodness. Christ Himself tells us, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men so that they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father in heaven. But we can't do that if we do not identify ourselves as God's children. We were made a child of God at baptism, which the church carries out the commands of Christ whenever she performs that sacrament, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, making them a child of God, having inheritance in heaven. We have to consider ourselves saints. Far too often, we get concerned about a lot of different things. We make them bigger or more important than I think we should, whether it be the world and the troubles in the world, temptations that we get, or the devil and his manifestations. And we get all worried about it or concerned about it. And then we don't do much about it. And we have every ability to do something about it. But that ability lies within each and every one of us. This is what sanctifying grace is. Sanctifying grace is the life of God in our souls. And St. Paul says that we must stir up the Spirit within us so that we can be truly wise and do God's will. What is God's will? Doing what we're called to do. In little things and in big things, more in little things. The big things will come. If we have done the little things properly, the big things we'll be able to do no problem. But like our Lord Himself tells us, without me you can do nothing. But St. Paul says, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. If we recognize our true identity, we recognize that we are powerful with the power of God. We're reminded of this every time we go to Mass, at the end of most every Mass, when we pray or we say the last gospel, the first chapter of St. John's Gospel. But to as many as receive him, he gives them power to become sons of God. Power is not meant to be kept locked up, but power by its nature shares itself. That's why we were created. God, all-powerful, shared his goodness and created us. He wants us also to reflect him. We were made in the image and likeness of God. That's what we read of in Genesis. How are we made in the image and likeness of God? Well, in the Godhead we see three in one. And in ourselves we ought to see three in one. Body, soul, God, or sanctifying grace. Three in one. So my dear friends, on this feast of the Most Holy Trinity, let us be sure to thank God for all the opportunities that he has given to us. Let us see how we can better make use of these opportunities. Let us be sure to identify ourselves for who we really are and live accordingly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.